Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week. For those of you in the United States, that is 5 till 7 Central Texas time, 3 till 5 Pacific, and 6 till 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. If you are driving at that particular point because you are stuck in the slave traffic after coming home from your slave job, don't worry, your slave smartphone will also have an app available at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And for those of you in New Zealand, 10 a.m. till midday currently during the winter time is the time to tune in, and during summertime, usually about midday till 2 p.m. So, you know, when you're having lunch and what have you, you can probably tune in for about an hour, and then you're going to go back into the slave job. You know what? It's really sad having a slave job, isn't it? Isn't it? I haven't had one for a long time, and I was just thinking last night about how much I would hate it if I had to do that kind of work, you know? Like, I had a visitor yesterday who's a rather talented sound man, and let me know. Asked me, you know, what did I do before all of this kind of happened? And I was just like, well, you know what, I told him my story. I've had like bunches of bad jobs. I was a really good worker. In fact, the best money maker for most of the companies that I became part of, but the difficulty was they really didn't give a frick about me. You know, when it comes to that kind of thing, it's always about the bottom line, and there's plenty of good employers out there, and long may they remain in business, I must say, because I've spoken to a number of people who have really, really good bosses who actually care, who are on their workers' side and so on and so forth. And it's just, it's good to see, you know, it's good to see people actually providing decent examples for their workers and so on and so forth. Because, look, at the end of the day, everybody got to work. Everybody got to get this horrible thing called paper money that the Federal Reserve prints out, or the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, in my case. And it's an evil thing, right, to know that the very thing that you need for your survival is the very thing that your enemy scumbaggery entities need for survival. You know, the government needs all that paper money to print out of absolutely nothing in order to oppress you and frack with your Shiite Muslim. Is that something that really scares people? Isn't that way? Are we bound to the New World Order via the money stream? Can we not survive without it? Is this large creature we call the New World Order one of these things that we actually, despite the fact that we hate it and fear it, despite the fact that it's trying to kill us, we need it for some reason? Why do we need it? I'm not sure if we truly do. Because there's got to be a better way. There has to be something worth living for that doesn't involve copious quantities of scumbaggery. There must be. What is that purpose? Well, I found mine, I guess. You know, my last paycheck was like $4,500 cash. Plus $11,900 worth of shopping vouchers to spend in a mall on pretty much anything you can buy in the mall. You know, I gave up that to become a radio show host, activist person. And I'm not sure if it was really so much of a choice because of a lack of options. You know, you can't keep supporting the system by any means, not when you've got the ability to disrupt it. And I think that that's really the ultimate choice that we all have to make. At some point, something will happen to you. Doesn't happen to everybody, but something might just well happen to you. Where suddenly, it's not just talk radio anymore. Suddenly, it's not just a documentary. Suddenly, it's actually your life. that's on the line here. That's the real danger. Because once you realize that it's your life in your hands, then all of a sudden, all of these other things that you thought were, maybe a little bit scary, maybe you didn't want to pay much attention to them because you had other things to do, suddenly become crystal clear. And you recognize that everything you've been building towards your entire life no longer exists. This is the life we've started to live now, I think. We've started to get the picture that all of these destructive, self-deprecating means by which we live day in, day out, sucking back the fast food, are absolutely worthless. There's no value in it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like the lies that we once believed, the lies that we once had held dear, simply lost their meaning. And as a result, some of us lose our meaning. We don't want to talk to people anymore because we hate it because people call us conspiracy theorists. We don't want to help people anymore because people don't want our help. They tell us to go home and go crazy somewhere else. They don't like us turning up to protests and spitting the truth that they're too cowardly to say or too ignorant to know about. What is it? Why is it that conspiracy theorists are still demonized even by other members of, you know, so-called protest movements and whatnot? You know? You'd figure if people are out there protesting against something, for example, like, the Patriot Act or the NDAA or the GCSB bill as the equivalent here in New Zealand. And there's equivalents in every single country because it's a new world order. But if you come out and say that and you tell people that it's part of a global agenda, an intelligence agency apparatus that exists specifically to kill you, or if it ain't going to kill you, it's just going to surveil you and control you till the end of your life, which would probably be a lot shorter because, hey, you know, humans don't live very long in a cage. At least not by my reasoning anyway. I certainly couldn't. This is the reality that we've got to start dealing with here. And it occurs to me that most people, even if they are already allegedly clued up about things, even if they're already politically active and engaging in protests, even if they're already in alternative media, still don't get it. And if they do get it, well, that opens up a whole other can of worms because it means that they're either too afraid to tell the truth for fear of being demonized, or they're intentionally misleading people for one of their own little personal agendas. Maybe they're a little, maybe they actually like the way that the world is heading. Maybe they're a government agent or something, working for the other side, diverting people down dead-end streets, where none of their voices will be heard anyway. When none of the things that we hold dear, our freedom, our liberty, our personal property, will continue to be ours. If you're part of the system, you are part of the problem. This is the reason why I could no longer be part of the system in that regard, in terms of working, in terms of saying conventional things through a megaphone or a microphone. Because it's just not freaking worth it. There is no point in doing the same things that you've always done. What is going to change? The answer is absolutely everything, surprisingly, because the system is changing right around us at all times, very rapidly. And there's protest movements here in New Zealand who don't like me, even though I have put them on YouTube more than anybody else. Even though I've given them coverage on this radio show. They don't care. They just don't like my message. And that's kind of depressing to me. You know, just a little bit. Kind of fills you full of angst. And then, I don't know, how am I supposed to get zen about that? How am I supposed to get comfortable with the fact that the people I've been helping don't appreciate my help? Should I simply withdraw it? Should I start attacking them? You know, exposing their scumbaggery or calling them out in public or something of that nature? I've got the technology. I can do that. If they hosted a public meeting, for example, and I wanted to shout them down or expose them, I have a megaphone large enough to outmatch pretty much any sound system that you would have at any given public meeting. I could overbearingly barrel them out, call them shills, tell them that they're cowards, that they won't really stand up for the truth now that it matters. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let them keep doing whatever they want to do. And I'm going to keep giving them coverage, as I have done. Not because they appreciate it. Not because they care about the truth. Not because they're brave enough to come out and fully say it. But because they say things that the mainstream media doesn't report. That's the point. Whatever my personal agenda is to get the truth out, yada, 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 I think is actually irrelevant. Okay? You become in danger when you're possessed by a microphone or a camera or something like that, of thinking that your opinion is the only opinion that matters, that your truth is the only truth that matters. The reality is much different. And even though you may feel offended, even though you might sit up all night kind of stewing about it and flashing back memories of how you were underappreciated at your last job and so on and so forth, and wondering about giving up or attacking and what have you, even though all those things come to mind, it doesn't actually work that way. You get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar, as the old saying goes. Incidentally, my name's Vinny, and we have a brand of vinegar that is used for removing scum, political purposes. It's developed for that. Can I ask, and I want everybody to ask this of themselves, what is the most important thing in your life right now? If it's not saving humanity as a whole from the global dictatorship, the communist technocratic system that will take away everybody's freedoms forever. If it's not that, if it's not exposing it, if it's not stopping it, what is the most important priority in your life? getting something to eat, keeping a roof over your kid's head, food's going to run out. You're going to be evicted once this new world order comes in. So all these things that you're trying to do just to get by will actually be the things that are enslaving you and will eventually, through your dependence on them, be the very thing that gets you exterminated. You know? You got to realize something. You got to quit doing what is expected of you and start doing something that you never expected you were even capable of doing. Something great. Something important. Something that will change the world. Something when you can look back on your life once it's over. When you look back at history and say, you know, I made a difference. I took a stand, regardless of whether or not you were successful. We'll be right back.
Out the door, just in time. Head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. Is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta work to feed the soul. But I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman. I'm no
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The mainstream media are a bunch of scum, okay? And 99% of the time, they're just complete morons, pathetic scum, okay? Occasionally, just occasionally, they'll cover something where they don't appear like total scum. And I'm gonna show you something right now. But let me. I'm a proviso. You have to understand that despite the fact that occasionally they don't look like scum, doesn't mean they're not still total scum. Okay, I'm sick of apologists for the media. I'm sick of people trying to garner the media and going, oh, can you please cover our protest and this, that, and the other, you know, and saying we need to garner the media, we need to help them cover us and blah, blah, blah. No, you freaking idiots. They're a bunch of mind-controlling scum. They always have been. And you've only just gotten the idea in your head that they are. All right? But you're not actually dealing with people who've learned some kind of lesson. You're just listening to one story that's true out of a billion that are BS. Stop making apologies for them. They got to start being honest every single freaking story that they possibly can ever conceivably report on before I will be duped and say that they're reliable. And here's what was it? This is Campbell Live, who I ambushed old Johnny Campbell way back in the day at a 9/11 truth protest. And they're covering this thing. The Prime Minister, okay, doesn't really care about New Zealanders. Probably never has. Right. And this is what he says about the GCSB bill, which essentially abolishes privacy. And if you abolish privacy, you abolish freedom. Okay. This is basically what he said. I'll see if I can get this video playing for you.
The GCSB bill fundamentally and incredibly changes the powers of the GCSB within New Zealand. You may think that's a good idea, you may think that's a bad idea, but the Prime Minister suspects you don't actually care at all That's what he told Rebecca Wright at the National Party conference over the weekend.
Minister, we are doing a State of the Nation this week with regards to the GCSB bill. How do you
My advice is the switch to Snapper and more people will watch Campbell Live, but it's up to you.
Well, how do you think that Kiwis feel about the bill?
I think they're much more interested in the Snapper quota.
But I'm not talking about the Snapper quota, I'm talking about the GCSB bill. How do you think that they feel about the GCSB bill?
Yeah, I think they're much more interested in the Snapper quota.
Why?
Because they like catching fish.
As opposed to...
Well, they can see that either A, they fed a lot of information through information they see, which is just incorrect. But most New Zealanders understand that actually there is the need for the GCSB. They accept the government's perspective that there's a narrow focus to that, and they accept that this bill is improving oversight. But many of them will get a bit confused by experts that turn up on your show that aren't really experts and actually don't know what they're talking about.
Will you turn up on our show and tell New Zealanders what you're talking about in regards to this bill on Monday week when we bring the results back?
Probably not.
The Prime Minister. Some of the experts we've had on our show include the Law Society, Geoffrey Palmer, a former Prime Minister and therefore GCSB Minister, and Law Professor, Constitutional Law Experts, and Salmon, the New Zealander of the Year. Lots of people who the Prime Minister appears to dismiss as knowing nothing at all. The Law Society's submission is on our website, by the way. So is the GCSB Bill too. And so is this thing. This is the voting form. We are conducting an opinion poll. Do you support or oppose the GCSB Bill? That is the question we're asking. We would love your opinion on it so we can take your opinion back to the Prime Minister. We are travelling throughout New Zealand this week to encourage you to vote online and to actually get your signatures if we should meet you on our travels.
All right. So, did the media call out the New World Order? No. Did the media say that John Key's a liar? No, they didn't. Okay, so just on those two points that they didn't mention, and this is the thing. This is the mention, okay, that we get, that we have to be putting up with. Now, it seems like an okay piece, but I've got higher standards than that. All right, it's not like I'm a credible journalist or anything. Like John Campbell doesn't even know 9/11's an inside job. All right, it's not like I'm saying that I'm better than them. Actually, I guess I am. but I don't want to be arrogant here. I just want to tell the truth. Okay. Journalists, on the other hand, they have the opposite intention to me. They don't want to tell the truth. They just want to be arrogant. You know, they want to appear like they know what they're talking about. They want to appear like, they're the ones with credibility and so on and so forth. You know, but I don't really hold to that because, at the end of the day, this is a classic New Zealand saying. At the end of the day, and this is what politicians always say before they start lying to you. you know, or they'll start off the sentence with, "The reality is." Now, if you have guts, real guts, you can come out on mainstream news, call John Key a liar, call him a economic hitman, call him an agent of Wall Street. Call him the truth, okay? Whatever the truth might be, that is the truth you should speak. Don't pussyfoot around. Don't mince words. You want it all sugar-coated? Nah, mate. Right between the eyes. And what's the truth? Right between the eyes? That the GCSB bill is going to abolish privacy in this country and hence abolish your freedoms. Your freedom to, basically do anything that the government doesn't want. Government doesn't want you protesting. Boom, start surveilling you. Find a little blackmail on you. Think everybody's done something that they're embarrassed about, even if it's illegal or not. Are they really afraid of that information being released or leaked? And if the government has a central database by which they can acquire all said information and habits on everybody at all times, then you're fracked, mate. And you know who the prime targets will be? It won't be criminals. No. It'll be people who oppose the government's view on things. People who act within the law, call public meetings, attend protests, organise, so on and so forth. They're going to cut off the head of the snake. And then, when all people who would ever speak out against the government, who would ever have the courage of their convictions to say what was unpopular, will be executed eventually. This is what we're heading towards. Now that is the sugar-coated version. Make no mistake. This is the reality that we're all going to have to start dealing with. Wake up! The New World Order is real. It is not a conspiracy theory. Where did the term conspiracy theory came from? Well, it turns out that the CIA created the term conspiracy theorist. Who was the first person who used the term conspiracy theorist in public speech? I wonder. Oh, yeah, that's right. It was Richard Milhouse Nixon. Well, what do you mean? How did Richard Nixon say conspiracy theorist? Well, you know, Woodward and Bernstein, the Watergate affair, who exposed Nixon as being part of a conspiracy and a crook. He was the he called them conspiracy theorists and claimed he wasn't a crook when he was part of a conspiracy and a crook. Anybody who calls you a conspiracy theorist is a lying piece of scum, okay? And all these mainstream media people are the same kind of scum. All these protest leaders and bloggers throughout the frickin' country who do not talk about the New World Order for fear of being called a conspiracy theorist, who call people like me a conspiracy theorist, who criticize me for leading, say, a chemtrail march or something of that nature. You are scum too. Okay? You're fulfilling the New World Order agenda by not talking about it. It's the only reason why it's even capable of being put into place is if people are unaware of it. And you are knowing. You are culpable. You know that this is not a conspiracy theory, but you're too afraid, aren't you? You're afraid of losing your so-called credibility by coming out and saying the truth. Isn't that interesting? That by saying the truth, you lose your credibility. I think the world's upside down. I think people have gotten just a little bit retarded. Got their priorities all out of whack. I don't think we should tolerate this kind of behavior. I think that speaking the truth, regardless of whether or not a cop comes up and speaks to you and tries to stop you from doing so, is the most important thing. Right now, in a world full of lies, deceit, deception, and people covering up what they truly think, because they're afraid of what other people will think about them if they tell them what they truly think. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And it must be yelled and screamed and talked softly as well. There is no option left to humanity but to speak the truth, regardless of anybody telling you you're a conspiracy theorist, telling you to shut up. Pick your battles, though. You know the stupidest thing that us truthers do? We try to convince our family members of the New World Order. How dumb of us, you know? No wonder they start to hate us, because we're trying to mess with their mind control. It's like, oh, well, I just like being a slave, and I'm just going to eat my GMOs and slurp back my nice aspartame slushy. Yes, indeed you will be. And it's going to give you freaking cancer. And you're going to get angry with me for telling you that it's giving you cancer. You're going to get angry with me for telling you that the white bread that you eat every day has bleach in it. You know, I'm not the one who put bleach in it. I'm not the one who made aspartame turn into formaldehyde in your gut. I'm not the one who engineered cancer viruses and put them in the vaccines, yo. But you, even now that I've told you about it, continue to support the system by chugging that Shiite Muslim back. It's real hard to escape from the system. I know. It's really traumatic to wake up to the fact that there even is a system. I know. But get the frack over it.
Oh, but why do I have to get over it? Why can't I just live out the rest of my life in peace, you know, and go live in the hills somewhere?
Because they have drones, dumbass, with infrared cameras on them. Where do you think you're going to hide? On a mountain somewhere? They will find you. They will kill you. And they'll probably come for you first. Because you're the one who realizes what's going on and tried to get out of it. But the thing is, you cannot get out of a system that is called the New World Order. You cannot get out. You cannot get out. You must fight. Humanity has been backed into a corner. You must bite. You must spit. You must kick. You must yell. You must scream. You must read documents. You must watch documentaries. You must get informed and spread the information by any means necessary. It is not a hot war yet. We still have peaceful means to wake people up. We still have creativity left. There is still some intelligence left in humanity. But every single day, inexorably, plans are drawn against us to rob us of our natural born abilities. Our ability to create, our ability to think, our ability to love, our ability to care will simply no longer exist unless we resist the system in every conceivable possible way. And I can assure you that every day that you wake up, I don't care where you're living, there is some kind of scumbaggery going on. Doesn't matter whether it's a clock radio. Doesn't matter whether it's a wire in the wall. There is some form of scumbaggery behind it. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
Black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise, 'cause we don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The call lines are now open. I'm in the middle of like a really kind of a angsty rant. So if you want to join me in on this, if you have any questions or comments, the number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339. I love it how call on number's got a 33 in it. 218-339-8525 is the number to call in. Now, I was just thinking, what was I thinking last night? Oh, yeah. People in the movements that you follow and you enjoy, that you find out are just fallen heroes, right? And this is the reason why a lot of people get depressed and actually stop being in the truth movement, because they idolize people who are just ordinary people just like them. And instead of realizing that, oh my God, this person's an example to follow and that I can actually be better myself and I don't need that person anymore, you put that person on a pedestal, say, oh, you're great, you're wonderful, I really appreciate your work, etc., blah, 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 as if they're not human, as if there's something more. It's like, no, 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 no. all the people that I've ever admired in my life have disappointed me because I thought that they were better than me. And the answer is they're not. They're not better than me. I'm not better than you. Nobody's better than anybody. Apart from, you know, New World Order Rockefeller scum. But, you know, do you see what I'm saying here? You know, we've all got a heck of a lot of potential, way more potential than we even conceivably could realize, all right? But it's only once you start believing that, it's only once you start believing that you actually have the power, that you don't need a leader, that you don't need a tutor, that you don't need really anything or anybody in order to accomplish great things that have never been done before. You don't need anything. All you need to do is recognize the power that is within you. That which is inside of you, it cannot be extinguished unless you will it to be. And the worst thing you can do is put somebody up on a pedestal as the highest thing that you wish to aspire to. No, can't do that, man. Because you will get disheartened. I assure you. Everybody who you admire, think is a hero or whatever, has flaws and character traits that you might not like. And once you find out about those certain flaws and certain character traits, you get really depressed. And instead of, you know, taking that leap, changing your life, doing something, recognizing your own personal power, you get depressed about it and slump back into old techniques. That's not a good thing, is it? You know, like the media. I used to look up to a lot of people in alternative media. Now I don't. Not because I think I'm better than them, but because I'm doing my own thing. Okay? Nobody else is doing what I'm doing. Nobody else is doing what many other hosts are doing too. And the reason why they're doing what they're doing is because they ain't following anybody's directions. They're following their own hearts, their own minds. That's what makes them so powerful. That's what makes them so incredibly enjoyable to listen to, because people like that remind you of what is best in yourself. But they don't remind you right in your face. They simply provide an example which can remind you if you're actually really listening. I mean, how long did it take? It took me 3.5 years, I think, before I stopped listening to everybody else's radio show, stopped watching everybody else's YouTube videos, and just started making my own. Okay? Once you've accumulated a certain amount of knowledge, you know, it's kind of like The Matrix, you know, how they upload the jump program or upload the pilot training program. Once you've got the program installed, that is when you are capable of doing said thing, whatever it might be. Analyze documentaries. Analyze radio shows. Cherry pick these things that you like, these things that you wish to emulate. And the key here is, don't just say you're going to do it. Don't just plan to do it tomorrow. Do it now. Like right now, this very second. Every time that people have become successful in life, it's because they didn't make plans to do things tomorrow. It's because they just made things happen today. Really? That's ultimately the cause of it. Why are you still fat, bro? Oh, because I'm going to exercise tomorrow. Why don't you just do 10 press-ups right now? Because you're just making a whole bunch of excuses. That's why you're still fat. Why are you so dumb, bro? I'll start reading or watching documentaries tomorrow. No, why don't you just jump on the internet right now? Stop watching freaking Big Bang Theory or something like that and watch a documentary. Because this episode's not finished. I've got a couple of episodes left of the series. That's why you're still dumb. You see what I'm saying here? This is just trying to break through the BS for people. I'm sorry if I'm offending some people by telling you the truth, but for frack's sake, We've got to get it through all of our heads that we can't be waiting around for anything anymore. We are the people we've been waiting for. We are the people that can make a difference. But if you're trying something and you get discouraged because it ain't working, that's because whatever you're doing isn't supposed to work out anyway, man. And you got two choices. You can either persist and just go, you know, frack it, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to make it work. Or you can try something else. But don't just get back and just do nothing, you know. That's not a good move. That's not a good move at all. It's an incredibly dumb move, bro. Especially because when people get discouraged, other people see them being discouraged. Other people see them in these places of woe and depression and that kind of thing. And it's infectious, right? You know, a whole bunch of people out there who say, yeah, I'm going to destroy the New World Order. I'm going to expose their scumbaggery. I am not going to let them walk all over me. I will not let them destroy my nation. I will not let them harness and control my people like a Clydesdale horse. I will not let it happen. And then it happens anyway, despite the fact that you fought as hard as you can, and you go, Frank, guess I'll just give up. Come on. You know, there's more at stake here than our egos, I think. And I should know. I've got a gargantuan ego. I wouldn't be able to, you know, this is the thing about radio hosts. We've all got gargantuan egos. We all think we know what we're talking about. Some of us are a little bit more humble than others. But on the whole, you know, eventually you develop a little bit of megalomania. And you think you know everything. And you think you can control everything, control everybody. So what happens to everybody who gets really successful in what it is that they do? They stop caring about other people who don't know what they're doing or don't know what they're talking about. And as a result, they start to not care about the vast majority of the population who don't know what they're doing or don't know what they're talking about. Okay? Then you start to hate humanity in general. And you only like certain people, you know, like your friends and your well-wishers and your support crew and so on and so forth. No, I think this is a really bad move, man. Bad move. George Norrie didn't do that from Coast to Coast AM. He actually talks to people everywhere he goes. That's what he said to me in 2010 when I interviewed him. He says, I asked him, well, you know, what do you do in order to prevent yourself from becoming some form of douchebag, having such a massive radio following? He says, you've got to talk to the people. You've got to just talk to the people. And I think it was very simple, but very profound advice. And I found some of the most profound advice is this most simple. It's easier to understand, and it makes sense. If you stop having contact with all the ordinary people, you start to think that you're extraordinary because they're the only people that you have around you. There's nothing extraordinary about me. Nothing extraordinary about you. Almost every single show, almost every single person that I've ever had on this show, when I ask them who they are and what they do, invariably, at some point in the conversation, they say, oh, I'm just an ordinary guy. I'm just an ordinary gal. To be ordinary is to be extraordinary. You know what I'm saying? The most average of us can be the most powerful. If only we were to believe in ourselves and stop believing the BS that comes out of mainstream media, our schools, and in a lot of cases, our friends. You'll be surprised how full of BS your friends are when you start to wake up and realize the truth. And then eventually you realize that they ain't your friends at all. Are they? And you go out and you make new ones who actually have potential, who aren't wasting their lives. 218-339-8525 is the number to call in. That's 218-339-8525. 0339 8525. I'll take your calls after the break at theVinnieEastwoodShow.com.